Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
And welcome, John Fenton, how are you?
Kia ora, welcome.
Lovely to have you here. Hey, so the reason we've got you here, John, is one of the reasons is that you're a font of knowledge on all things jazz. And the other one is that you've got this new book that you've just self-published.
Yep.
And it's called Dancing Between the Notes. And you're going to read us some poetry from it, don't you?
Yes, I will. Yeah, it's a thing when you're around a lot of music, sometimes you just need to dive in. And I'm not a musician, so experiment with intertextuality, see if you can get conversations going between the music, the musicians, and yourself. So that was how I approached it. So a lot of them were referenced by tunes.
Hey, we played a Bobby Hutcherson tune just before the break called Why Not, and you met Bobby. Can you tell us about that?
I did, in San Francisco. Yeah, it was wonderful. He was like really tall and he was ailing, had oxygen because he had emphysema in those last years. But yeah, he was just so warm and so gentle, and he immediately zeroed in on a joke about the guy that accidentally got on a plane to Auckland instead of Oakland from somewhere in the central USA. And we just cracked up over that and talked for about 5 minutes and then he was gone. Yeah.
Hey, and you have a jazz blog as well, right?
Yep, jazzlocal32.com.
And you attend tons and tons of jazz gigs and write about them.
Yeah, I should know better at my age, but basically I attend at least one a week, sometimes up to five. My tastes in music probably would be more accurately described as improvised music. Anyone that frees it up a little. So that's right from free across to sort of imaginative singers like Björk and, you know, yep.
Hey, so how, should we start with a poem and then we're going to listen to some music, eh?
Okay, yeah. This one, I've got jazz friends in Milan. I've been lucky. Jazz friends, yeah, who actually looked after a show much like this in Milano. Now, Milan is actually a great center of jazz in Europe, particularly the avant-garde jazz. And so I've stayed with them. My partner and I have stayed with them a few times. And Milan's an amazing place. It's got some real vibrancy in its back streets. So one day I was just waiting in the street where we've stayed two or three times, and I came across this. Now, this is going to segue into a tune by Don Pullen. Don Pullen was basically an avant-garde guy, scared a lot of people, but he also did some incredible deep groove stuff. So I found this tune long after I'd written the poem, and I'm going to read the poem first, play the tune second, but the poem is called The Milano Strut. And I thought, okay. And I like the rhythms of it. And when I do the poetry launch, which I'm going to do at the Audio Foundation on the 28th, I'm going to try wrapping these meters round that song, which they don't match exactly, but I like to scare myself like that. Whether it'll work or not, who knows? But anyway, I'll read the poem and then the tune. The Via Vanini Shuffle. I suppose it was 200 metres at most, that slow walk in the dappling light, through narrow footpaths exploding with life as women trundled, rattling trolleys, wafting the odours of bread and sweet scent, the Via Vanini Shuffle. The old trams rumbled and clanged past the walkers, competing for space in the winding via, and way up above a bright jumble of plants, tumbling sunlight, the bright terracotta, just off the street where the coffee was brewing, jangling pokies, ka-chinged in small bars, the Via Vanini Shuffle. Ragazzi, ragazzi, always the loudest, some with their mothers were more subdued. Then arms in motion, the old men argue, under pace, the peace flag flapping, adding its rainbow hues. But always uttered and always answered, buongiorno, signori, and ciao, the Via Vanini Shuffle. And brand new babies slept in this chaos while old women strolled, clutching each other. Men with moustaches shouted from doorways. An African dancer swayed through the throng. And as I walked, I heard the music, the sound of the streets of Milan.
Thank you.
this reminds me of, John Fenton?
What's that?
It reminds me of the novel Black Swan Green by David Mitchell. He's a writer who's a really masterful writer, really writes all this really crazy, sort of historically edged, almost magical realist fiction. And then he wrote this book, Black Swan Green, which was a really a coming-of-age story about a 12-year-old kid and kind of simple. And that's remind me of this tune, you know, you've got a musician who can play anything in the world, and then he just sort of lets himself off the hook and plays a nice groove tune like that.
Yeah, because that's the thing about Don Pullen. Yeah, he was just wild to the point he scared people.
And every now and then you do something, you know, you just...
Yeah.
It's like the David Lynch film, The Straight Story, where the one with the guy driving his tractor across the state. It's like that. So, John, you want to read us another poem from your book, Dancing Between the... I want to say Between the Sheets, but it's Between the Notes. Dancing Between the Notes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, look, this... there's a jazz musician who's incredibly popular in Paris to this day and gets lots of gigs there, Archie Shepp. And Archie Shepp was really one of the originators of the new thing. And when the new thing came out, of course, traditional jazz audiences just hated it. Coltrane and all of that, it was just mad stuff to them.
For people unfamiliar with the jazz language, the new thing, which is now the old thing. It was free jazz, right?
It was free jazz, and it was just loosening up the whole thing and kicking the bars off the cage. So round about this time, there was somebody who was very fond of much older jazz, who was the poet laureate of Britain for a while, Philip Larkin, a much loved poet. Philip Larkin probably coined the phrase mouldy old figs. He certainly used it, and he described Archie Shepp as sawing on plumbing with a hacksaw, or, you know, kitchen pipes, etc. So he started publishing some reviews of, and they were funny, but they were cruel. But Archie Shepp wrote above it, and later in his career, he got together with Mal Waldron, who was one of Billie Holiday's favorite pianists.
There's a wonderful reference to Mal Waldron in one of David Mitchell's books.
And poets have written about him. Yeah, no, wonderful. Anyway, so, and it's really like that last thing with Don Pullen. So, you know, after just the most fabulous, wild stuff where the bars have been kicked away, he dropped into a very traditional groove. And in my head, I see this as one finger raised against Philip Larkin. Here's my poem. It's called I've Only Got Eyes for You, which is the song we're going to play following it. Driving into the storm, it happened. Whispering out of the speaker, my playlist. Forgetting how it got there, I must have. Probably put it there, I've forgotten. Gurgling, joyful Archie Shepp. Frame on bell, brass on wood. Perhaps a finger raised to the critics. Philip Larkin, Philip Larkin. Never straying too far from melody. Panama hat, swooning notes. And Waldron, naming all of that. Comping chords, touching soft, speaking love, lost, regained, songs for Billy, songs for Billy. They only had ears for her. Thank you.
Archie Shepp, Mel Waldron, Only Have Eyes for You. Before that, we had the little introductory poem from John Fenton from his book Dancing Between the Notes. You can find that on Amazon, or you can come to the launch on the 28th of June at the Audio Foundation. You're listening to 7am Swim for another 7 minutes with Sperber Dan. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. Get on out there.
That was Denizens of the Deep. 95 BFM.